John, thanks for speaking with me today. What's your relationship with Horses, Inc.?
Oh, thank you for having me on. I'm actually on the board of directors in a quasi-marketing role.
And how did you get involved?
Well, my wife had a saddle under repair at a leather shop outside of Paducah one time, and it was time to pick it up. So I went over to pick it up, and there was a brochure about this horse-assisted therapy group. And I thought, how interesting. So I started talking to the fellow there, and it turns out that a couple of other friends of mine were involved. And he said, well, it's just down there at Carson Park. Why don't you go see what it's all about? And one thing led to another. I went down. I started volunteering first one day a week, then 2 days a week. I guess I asked so many questions that I ended up on the board of directors.
Who started Horses, Inc.?
Horses, Inc. was actually started by Joy and Billy Weinbarger out of Dexter. It's been going 6 or 7 years, but this is my second full year with the organization. They had two facilities for a period of time, and they've consolidated into the one facility at Carson Park in Paducah.
So the Carson Park operation is open when?
Right now we have classes every Tuesday and Wednesday, 3:30, 4:45, and 6. And in addition to that, we keep our horses there. So we've got 6 horses that are actually stalled at Carson Park. So there's volunteers that come on a daily basis to feed and clean the stalls. In addition to those classes, which are basically for special needs folks, we also have a class on Tuesdays during the day from like 9:30 to 1 or 1:30. And it's for school-age kids that are in a situation where they're kind of at a crossroads in their life. They have some social skills that they really need to hone, and they have a problem fitting in a lot of times. So the horses give these kids something to do and give them a lot of confidence. In addition, we have special events like what's coming up here on Saturday, the 12th. So we use Carson Park quite extensively.
Why are you having this special events called Boots and Bridles competition on the 12th?
Boots and Bridles, first and foremost, it's a celebration, an annual celebration for all of our riders where they can show off to their parents, their friends, and the general public their skills and the relationships that they've made with their special horses. So that's how it all started. And we have a session with assisted riders, and what that means is these are riders that need help in balancing. So there'll be folks walking on either side of the horse, kind of giving them a little support, as well as a horse handler to handle the horse. Then we have unassisted riders. They can ride pretty much on their own. And we set up kind of a neat little obstacle course for the riders to maneuver their horses through. I tell you what, the payday is the big grins on the riders' faces. It's just amazing. And we're doing a few unusual things for the public to try to spark interest and really just sort of tell the story of what Horses, Inc. is all about. You never know where your next volunteer might come from, and you also never know that you might touch a family that didn't even know this program existed, and they may have the next rider.
So this is all about filling a void in a child's life with a relationship with a fine steed.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. We have a lot of autism in the community, and we have kids that come in, and they just don't. They don't verbalize much of anything. They have a problem concentrating and focusing. And yet, when they get on a horse over the course of a few weeks, you can see a child that's fairly withdrawn emerge and start interacting with other riders in the class and with their horse. And then when they get off and give the horse a big hug, it's pretty much not a dry eye in the house.
These horses must be very special.
The horses, they very much are very special. It's funny, I was had a chance to take a trail ride with Bill and Joy the other day, and we had one of the horses in the program named Poco. Now, in the program, Poco lives up to his name. He is slow and steady. You put a rider on his back that's uncertain, he feels that, and he becomes very solid, and he just moves along at a very slow, even pace. And I told Bill, I said, Bill, I can't believe you're bringing Poco on a trail ride. It'll be all day and all night to get around. He said, oh, no, you watch. We got out on the trail, and that Poco went right lickety-split down the trail because he knew that Bill knows how to ride. So I'd say, yes, the horses, they have a relationship with the kids, and they sense what's needed.
Now, this is a free event at Carson Park on Saturday, and it goes from 8 to 5. From 8 to 9:30, this cow chip throw contest is bound to be fun.
Oh, you betcha. Well, I tell you what, that's something new this year for Horses, Inc. And we sat around a board meeting one day thinking about what can we do to draw a little attention, have some fun, and maybe catch some of the general public and encourage them to come on out. And I mentioned that years ago I was in the JCs and we did cow chip throws. Well, that just struck a nerve, I guess, and people looked it up on the Internet and got the official rule, and yes, there are official cow chip throwing rules, and, which is hard to believe. And then they had a dry run the other day and actually practiced throwing cow chips, and they learned rule number one. The chips must be thoroughly dry. That's the first rule. And so now that we've got that rule down, I think it's going to go pretty smooth.
Oh, my goodness. So another thing that's going on is the stick horse race. So you've got one and two. What's going on there?
It's a way to raise a little money. What you do is you nominate a buddy in the audience to take a stick horse. And we'll have three or four stick horse racers in one heat, and the crowd then places a wager, friendly wager, and when that horse comes in, then you win the pot. Of course, most everyone donates the pot back to the charity. That's the way it goes. The only rule, there's really not a lot of rules. If you're a stick horse racer and you're running the course, you need to adapt a gait that a horse would use. It's just not an all-out sprint. You've got to either canter or lope, or if you're a gaitered horse or whatnot. It's all in fun.
And I assume there are judges who disqualify those who don't assume the proper gait.
I've never seen anybody disqualified. It's more a matter of honor. I won't say who, but we had a person last year break into a sprint at the end, and I've never seen a horse run quite like that.
Oh, gosh. Tell me how Horses, Inc. does what it does. How does it operate?
Well, it's a 501c charity, and we operate strictly on donations and rider fees. There's a nominal fee to put a rider into a class. The classes are normally 7 weeks, one time a week, for an hour each time. You've got certified instructors that go through training. It's a PATH, P-A-T-H, International is the group that certifies the instructors. It's a fairly rigorous certification, and it requires continuing education hours every year. So we have a certified instructor, we have riders, and the parents or guardians of a given rider would come in and sit down with the instructor and discuss the needs of that individual. And then the instructor designs the classes around the particular riders for that class. We'll have three classes a day, normally 3 to 4 riders in each class. A great number of riders will re-enroll and continue on. And there's three sessions in a year, normally. I think that's correct. I know the final session will end the middle of November, and we start up the 1st of March. We take a little break around the holidays.
How many students are involved now?
We have 22 riders currently in the session that's ongoing at this moment.
It just seems kind of miraculous to understand how this works, and I assume that part of the Saturday's activities will be raising some dough.
There's an opportunity for that. We've got some gift baskets that we've put together around different themes, and people can bid on those, and you can bid on the stick races, and I believe it's a nominal $20 fee to enter 4 people in a team in the cow chip throwing. So it's low-key. Yes, there are opportunities to donate. But really, Saturdays is going to be a lot of fun and to try to get the word out about who we are. And then really celebrate the riders because they've accomplished a lot. And it's a big deal to the riders.
Excellent. Thanks so much for speaking with me about this today.
You're sure welcome. Thanks for having me on.